The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. What to know about wildfires that have forced thousands of Americans to evacuate, and the latest impact of COVID-19 on travelers taking planes, trains, and cruises. Also, the American jobs market is showing some real momentum as we close out 2021. Plus, a new warning for Tesla drivers, the big sporting events happening this weekend, and how people are planning to celebrate New Year's Eve all around the country. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, unfortunately, we start today talking about the tens of thousands of Americans forced to leave home just before the New Year's holiday. What's worse is hundreds of them no longer have a home to come back to. Fast-moving wildfires broke out in Boulder County, Colorado, about 20 miles northwest of Denver. And extremely strong winds have been fueling them. At times, those winds have gusted up to 105 miles an hour. That's comparable to a Category 2 hurricane. They knocked down power lines, causing fires all around the county. Nearly 600 homes, a hotel, and a shopping center are thought to have burned. At least 7 people were hurt, including a first responder. And authorities say that number will likely rise. Tens of thousands of people did evacuate to safety, but it wasn't easy, since at least one major highway had to shut down and there were heavy traffic jams. Colorado wildfires are usually rare this late in the season, but 90% of Boulder County is in a severe or extreme drought right now. That area has not gotten a substantial amount of rain since the middle of summer and has hardly had any snow. So the conditions are right for it. But there could be some relief coming. The National Weather Service says up to a foot of snow could fall today in Boulder. That could help firefighters contain the fires and give them a chance to survey the damage and search for more people who maybe couldn't evacuate to make sure that they're safe. Colorado's governor declared a state of emergency to help people get disaster funds ASAP. A lot of winter vacation plans are being postponed or canceled because of COVID-19. There are issues in the air, on the rails, and at sea. Let's start with cruises. The CDC raised its travel warning for cruise ships to the highest level, saying all Americans should avoid them, vaccinated or not. And that's because health experts say COVID-19 spreads easily in close quarters on ships. And already the CDC is investigating more than 90 cruise ships that reported COVID-19 cases on board. A trade group that represents businesses in the cruise industry says it's disappointed by these warnings, and it pointed out that cases on cruise ships still make up a very small majority of everyone on board. Either way, cruises are allowed to keep sailing, at least for now. Now to the issues with flights. Airlines have now canceled thousands of flights every day for the last week, and many, many more have been delayed. Airlines say the problem is twofold. One, a lot of flight crews are out sick with COVID-19 or quarantining. And two, there's been bad weather in many parts of the country this week. The delays and cancellations are already adding up for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, too. So it could be another rough weekend for people with New Year's trips planned. People traveling by train could also be in for some trouble. Amtrak is scaling back its schedule between today and next Friday. Just like with airlines, it's in response to a spike in COVID cases among employees. But the Amtrak routes cut only make up 1.5% of the trains scheduled for the week. The CDC released 2 new studies specifically about getting children vaccinated against COVID-19. One looked at hundreds of kids in hospitals with COVID-19 across 6 American cities, and it found nearly all of them in hospitals who got seriously sick were not fully vaccinated. The other study found serious problems among 5 to 11-year-olds who got the kid-sized Pfizer vaccine were extremely rare. Remember, there were some concerns the COVID-19 vaccines could cause some rare heart-related side effects. But at this point, 8 million doses of the Pfizer shots have gone out to kids in the younger age group, and 11 of them, or 0.0001%, ended up with the heart issue, and all 11 recovered from it. Another pharmaceutical giant is being held responsible for the opioid epidemic. A jury found Teva Pharmaceuticals and other smaller companies like distributors and pharmacies were liable in a New York case. New York's attorney general argued that Teva and the others misled Americans about the true dangers of opioids. But Teva is already planning to appeal. One of the company's lawyers says it's actually the state who's responsible, since it didn't have a good system for monitoring suspicious orders. But assuming the verdict stands, a second trial will determine how much Teva will have to pay. This case is only the second opioid-related lawsuit to reach a jury verdict. We have an update to a story we brought you last week about a truck driver who was sentenced to 110 years in prison for causing a deadly crash. Millions of people signed a petition calling for his sentence to be reduced, since the driver did not really intend to crash or kill anyone. Well, it seems the public outcry worked. This week, Colorado's governor changed the driver's sentence from 110 years to 10 years in prison. And the governor says he's hoping this case spurs a discussion about sentencing laws. But one district attorney says she's disappointed with the governor's decision. She says it goes against the wishes of the families who lost loved ones in that crash. The trucker's lawyer told ABC News, quote, "Justice was served." By the way, Colorado's governor also decided to pardon more than 1,300 people who were convicted of having 2 ounces of marijuana or less. That means those people will not have to serve any more time in jail for those crimes. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, you know the name, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. It's time to say goodbye to 2021. Yes, some New Year's celebrations have been canceled or scaled back because of the latest COVID-19 surge. But many U.S. cities still have big plans for tonight. And some really get creative when it comes to their countdown at midnight. In Miami, for example, a 30-foot, 2,000-pound neon sign of an orange wearing sunglasses will be dropped to ring in the new year. In Las Cruces, New Mexico, they keep it spicy by dropping an oversized chili pepper. In Raleigh, North Carolina, people can watch as a 10-foot-tall acorn made out of copper and steel get dropped at midnight. That tradition has been around for more than 20 years. And in true Idaho fashion, Boise drops, you guessed it, a giant potato. All of those events are allowing in-person crowds, though they're following COVID-19 protocols, some more than others. And remember, what's usually the biggest celebration in the country has scaled back its iconic ball drop this year. Now only a quarter of the people usually allowed at Times Square in New York City will be let in. And every person in the crowd must be fully vaccinated. There's another good sign for the U.S. economy heading into the new year, despite coronavirus fears. New federal data shows the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week fell to the lowest level of the pandemic. In fact, that number is trending near a half-century low. New applications dropped down to 198,000. That's about 8,000 lower than the week before. And analysts were actually expecting that number to go up, not down. So this is good news and a sign that not a lot of companies are laying people off right now. The Labor Department says there are 4 million more jobs available than there are workers. Heads up, if you drive a Tesla, nearly 500,000 Model 3 and Model S cars are being recalled. It's because of problems with the trunk latch. For the Model 3, Tesla says the opening and closing of the trunk could damage the cable harness attached to the rear view camera. So that could cause the camera to fail. To fix this problem, Tesla says it'll install a new cable harness for free. The Model S issue may be more serious because it could make the trunk fly open all on its own, which would obviously be dangerous if the car was in motion, especially because this affects the trunk that's on the front of the car, not the back. Tesla will reposition the latch to make sure the trunk stays closed. And the company says it'll mail letters out to impacted owners in February. So far, the company says there have not been any crashes or injuries because of these issues. By the end of the day, we'll know which two teams are going to face off in the National College Football Championship. The top 4 teams are playing in semifinal games. This year, they're the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl. At the Cotton Bowl, the reigning national champion, Alabama, takes on Cincinnati in Texas. Cincinnati has never won a national championship, while Alabama has won 18. And Bama's current coach, Nick Saban, has won 7, the most in college football history. The second game today features Michigan and Georgia at the Orange Bowl in Florida. The winners of these bowl games will face each other at the national championship on Monday, January 10th. Oh, and for the hockey fans, the NHL is still planning to play its annual outdoor game, the NHL Winter Classic. The Minnesota Wild and the St. Louis Blues will face off tomorrow in downtown Minneapolis, where temperatures are not expected to rise above 0. This holiday weekend, you can take a magic-filled trip down memory lane back to Hogwarts. HBO Max will air the Harry Potter 20th anniversary Return to Hogwarts tomorrow, aka New Year's Day. You can expect to see your favorite cast members of the beloved franchise, including the big three, Daniel Radcliffe, or Harry Potter himself, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, and more. But one person is noticeably missing, the creator of the series, J.K. Rowling. She's come under fire in the past for her comments about the transgender community. But there's no mention of the controversy in the special, and it's not clear if she was purposely left out of the reunion or if she perhaps turned down an invitation. Either way, if you're looking to experience even more of the magic, you can stream all 8 of the films on HBO Max right now. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Is something stopping you from achieving your goals? I've had moments in my life where I realized fear or at other times burnout was preventing me from doing my best work and being my happiest self. But when you get to the core of what's going on, you can do something about it. And BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and help match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And if you don't like your match, you can easily switch counselors until you find the right one for you. Then you connect in a safe, private, and convenient online environment. It's also up to you whether you communicate via text, a phone call, a video session, or all of the above. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. And of course, anything you share is confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. An 11-year-old from Oklahoma saved not one, but two lives in the same day. Muskogee police say Davion Johnson saved a classmate from choking and helped a woman on a walker escape a fire in her home, both on December 9th. Here's what happened. When one of his classmates started choking on a water bottle cap at school, Davion immediately ran over and started the Heimlich maneuver, forcing the cap out of the kid's mouth. And then, on his way home from school, Davion and his mom saw smoke and fire coming from the back of a house. His mom called 911 while Davion started knocking on the front door to make sure the people inside got out. Most of the people inside got out quickly, but an older woman with a walker was having more trouble, so Davion guided her to safety. The boy told the New York Times he didn't think much of his actions, that they were just the right thing to do. To honor his actions, though, his local police department and sheriff's office named him an honorary member of their forces. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We're talking about what you can expect out of 2022, from tech trends to our social lives and more. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening. Have a great day and Happy New Year.